If you're having trouble with your New Year's resolution about losing weight, you might want to consider what could be the next fad, the Amish diet. You don't have to give up carbs, fat, or have your stomach stapled. In fact, you pretty much can eat whatever you want.
Meat and potatoes, fresh fruits and vegetables, pies, cakes. It's not particularly low on calories.
There is a catch, and I'll get to that in a moment. Exercise physiologist David Bassett went to an Amish farming community in Ontario, Canada. Bassett and his colleagues at the University of Tennessee wanted to compare fitness levels of modern Americans to their pre-industrial ancestors. They recorded the activity levels of 98 adults and what they ate. Only 4% in that Amish community were obese, compared to a third of American adults who are overweight and another third who are obese. Bassett says even though the Amish traditionally avoid modern technologies, they agreed to wear electronic pedometers during the week-long fitness study.
Normally it's worn on the belt, and one difficulty we faced was that the Amish don't wear belts, but the women found they could wear it quite conveniently on their apron. And the men could put it in their vest pocket, and it recorded very accurately.
Roughly 2,000 steps make a mile, and Bassett says most Americans lag far behind the Amish.
One of the recommendations for people in modern society is to take 10,000 steps per day, which is considerably more than most of us take.
Now comes that catch. If you're not moving off the couch, let alone taking 10,000 steps, Bassett says you won't be able to keep up with the Amish he studied.
We were surprised to see that the men took over 18,000 steps per day, the women took over 14,000 steps per day.
And there's always that overachiever.
One fellow, I met him at the end of the first day, he was coming back with a team of 5 Belgian horses, and he had been out in the fields all day, and I asked him, what have you got on your pedometer? He looked down and said, well, 50,000 steps. And I said, my gosh, that's 25 miles of walking. And his comment was, yep, and it weren't no easy walking either.
Bassett says if you want to eat like the Amish, you better work like the Amish.
If you're going to be doing 8 to 10 hours a day in hard physical labor, you can pretty much eat whatever you want.
If the Amish workout isn't for you, start small. Use the stairs instead of the elevator. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.